Galesburg Live. Got a question? Call 342-9194 now or email WGIL at WGIL.com.
It's hour two of Galesburg Live, 8:30 on what's going to be a beautiful Saturday. Next Sunday, don't make dinner plans at all. Call Grandma and say, Grandma, we're not coming over. She'll be a little disappointed, but say, we're going to take you to a dinner. And who doesn't love Jen? I asked you before we went on, I said, who's the expert on how they came up with, who decided 64 years ago we were going to do chicken dinner? Someone smart.
Right.
We deducted. Yeah, right.
We don't know for sure, but because, someone smart.
Yeah, someone said, what's one thing where everybody will come? Fried chicken, for sure, right? Golden fried chicken and or grilled boneless chicken breast, too, if that's your choice. Mashed potatoes and gravy. Green beans, coleslaw or applesauce, roll or butter. You can get a beverage when you dine in. Desserts for a little bit more. I bet some of the hands and hearts are making some great desserts at the Costa Catholic chicken dinner.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this chicken, and the whole time I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, this is great. What could dessert be? Krista, do you know what it is?
Oh, yeah. We get homemade pies. We get bars. We get cookies, cupcakes, muffins.
Like too much. Like you're handing stuff away as people leave, right?
Small loaves of breads that people bake.
Oh,
you name
great.
It, we have it.
Yeah.
It's always the dessert table gets picked over usually pretty quickly. So if you want dessert, you want to make sure you come for the lunch hour and not closer to dinner.
Krista, how many years you've been attending? Krista Wines and Jen Good, they're both part of the Costa Community Association. Kids going through Costa 2 right now.
Correct.
Krista,
two.
One in their last year.
Correct.
Going to 205 next year. And Jen, kids have come up and now grown up and in 205. And
My kids are at Costa,
Yeah, both at Costa.
Yeah, both at Costa still. Yeah. Nolan's in 7th grade and Addie's in 4th grade.
Yeah.
Jen is at 205. She's a teacher in 205 at the high school.
Yeah, I'll be waiting for them when they get there.
And so, Mrs. Good, what do you teach?
I teach biology mostly at the high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, Krista, how many of these dinners have you attended?
As a parent, this will be our 9th dinner.
Yeah.
But as a child growing up, we went every year.
Many. Did you go to Costa too?
I did not go to Costa, but I grew up going to Corpus Christi, and it was just something we did.
My mom
and her siblings all were Costa or Immaculate Heart of Mary kids.
Yeah,
and
sure.
So we almost always went for the chicken dinner.
Jen, you sent your kids to Costa. Did you go to Costa too? Or
no, I grew up in Galva.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you're a wildcat.
Yeah, a little ways away. But I didn't get into Costa until the kids started going there.
Yeah. They're licking their wounds. They got beat 70-0, their football team. I don't mean to rub it in.
Oh,
I just could. I had to three times check that score this morning. 70-0.
Wow.
Is that a real thing?
Oh, that's crazy.
Wildcats will pick it up. They'll get
Galesburg
did win.
One. Yeah,
absolutely.
That's good.
Did you guys go to the game? I went past the high school. It looked great.
I didn't make it last night.
Yeah.
I drove past and saw how busy it was. My husband works the chain gang. He's the down marker. So he was there and texting me the score.
Dave's on the chain gang?
He's on the chain gang.
That's so great. That's awesome.
Dave also is the person that will be heading up frying the chicken on Sunday.
Oh, my goodness.
So not
he
only,
and another crew.
Correct.
Yeah.
We have crews that come through all day long. It's almost all parents or people associated with the school.
Did dads pick that job to fry? Is it mostly dads in the kitchen? Or
it is mostly dads in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know that I've ever seen a mom
dads
that wants to do this.
Dads fry the chicken.
Yeah.
Moms don't like to be doused with grease.
Right.
No. Dads can take the scars of that for sure. That's pretty cool. This is it's a parent and kids event. And I'm learning more about that.
Yeah.
So there might be, and the kids will have the aprons on and they'll be helping out. Everybody has a job, right, Krista?
Everybody has a job, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's lots of things to do. Starting with Friday night, we start setting up.
Right.
And
set up the dining room and get everything ready to go.
And you don't need volunteers for that. That's Costa people doing that too.
Right.
Yeah.
And Saturday morning, a group comes in because we actually bred our chicken ourselves, so this is really homemade fried chicken.
Not messing around.
Nope.
64 years.
Yep. We go in on Saturday morning, and all the hands come together, and we bread the chicken and get it all prepared. The bacon gets cooked because we put bacon in our green beans. So we start getting everything together.
That's what keeps some people coming back, too. I never liked green beans until I went 64 years.
Had some bacon in them.
Yeah. That's pretty great.
And we're all thankful. Right. I will say we need to say thank you to Smithfield Foods because they always donate the bacon to us every year.
That's so great. I bet they have some kids there, too.
I'm sure there are some kids there.
Very cool. Yeah. So much goes into the 64th annual chicken dinner. It's next Sunday. It's 11 to 6. So it's a big window for you to be able to attend, to carry out. If you decide that you can't attend, there's carry out and delivery services also available.
Drive up.
Okay, I'm sorry. Carry out and drive up service is also available. I saw the D and just went delivery.
Yeah.
And drive up and carry out. How early do you need to notify Costa that you want that? Can you just call that?
Have them drive up. We don't, you know, don't have to worry about
calling.
You don't
have to call ahead. Yeah.
No, you don't have to worry. We'll have it ready and then just drive
up. So if there's a line, there's a line. You just wait. Yeah. Okay, good.
And we usually get the line of cars moving as quickly as we can. We have parents that take orders, come to the car, like a little car hop, and take your order. And we have kids out there with the dessert cart. Then it can come by your car window if you want to choose a dessert. And then raffle tickets are available. We're having a raffle as well as part of the fundraiser. $1 a ticket. And we have some wonderful sponsors on that. Watson Thomas Funeral Home printed the tickets for us. And then we have three prizes that'll be drawn. Ladner and Jane Orthodontics, they donated a $350 prize. We have Cedar Creek Hall.
My teeth feel better already.
Has donated $250 prize.
Yeah.
And then we have Boomer's Muffler and Brake, who donated the $150 prize.
So, Boomer's so great.
So there are three prizes for the dollar raffle tickets, and you can get those in the drive-up or the dining room or whatever you want.
When the CCA is going around looking for donations, it's not hard. You're probably met with smiles every year. Krista, do you have to go out and do a little fundraising and just let people know?
Sometimes. There's usually not a lot of pushback.
Yeah.
I have to say, Galesburg gets a pretty bad knock for not being a great community, but I have to disagree. I find Galesburg's a very supportive community, and most people will do anything they can to help out of the organizations in Galesburg.
Like Tom Cruise said in Born on the 4th of July, I say love it or leave it.
Right.
Love it or leave it. And I love the people that really support this. I'm learning so much about this dinner. There's probably so many people out there like, the chicken dinner, of course. It's on my calendar every year, and I've heard people talk about that.
And it's always the fourth Sunday of September, so you can't forget it.
Always.
Always.
Okay.
Yep.
Yes.
Every year.
Well, I'll admit this on the air. I made a little mistake and said a different day when I was saying it on the other radio station, and a lady that attends it every year came into the radio station to correct me. She goes, I know when it is because of the Mexican dinner that's happening today.
Right.
She knew it wasn't going on this weekend. It's actually next Sunday, like you said, the fourth Sunday in September every year.
That's right. Yeah.
That's so great. 64th annual chicken dinner, 11 to 6. We'll take a break and come back and talk about more. It's in the multi-purpose room, by the way. Every year, same spot.
Yeah, and our dining room will be set up in the gym. And so you can park and come in the front doors to the gym and get your food there or through the drive-up.
Yeah, how much to get a meal if my wife and I come?
$10 for an adult meal. And then if you have kids 10 and under, there's a $5 kids meal.
We're going to talk about the amazing place the monies go raised at Costa Community Association 64th Annual Chicken Dinner. And so many great spots helping out all the folks that are there from Costa, their parents, their grandparents, their alumni. And that's where the money goes. We'll talk about some special places where it does and some special people at Costa when we come back with Jen Good and Krista Wines on Hour 2 of Galesburg Live. It's 8:39 on WGIL 93.7 FM and 1400 AM. This is WGIL.
The top stories of the day and so much more.